Who are the new rulers of the world? Their empire today is greater than the British Empire ever was. This is the center of this new empire, all within a square mile in Washington. Down the road from the White House and the US Treasury is the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. These two bodies are the agents of the richest countries on earth, especially the United States. The World Bank and the IMF were set up near the end of World War II to rebuild the economies of Europe. Later they began offering loans to poor countries, but only if they privatized their economies and allowed Western corporations free access to their raw materials and markets.
Debt has really been used as an instrument in order for the IMF and the World Bank to get their policies implemented in many developing countries. And we're into a situation now where the poorest countries are in a cycle, a vicious cycle of poverty. They can't get out. And the kind of debt cancellation that's been given still will not allow them to get out of those poverty traps. It's not a question of debt forgiveness, because actually many of the debts were incurred under pressure from the international institutions, or were given in collusion with governments which weren't acting in the interests of their people.
Let me ask you, do you know the difference between Tanzania and Goldman Sachs? Tanzania is a country that has a gross national product of $2.2 billion and shares it between 25 million people. Goldman Sachs is an investment firm which has annual profits of $2.2 billion and shares them among 161 partners. That's the world we're living in now.
The World Bank says its aim is to help poor people, promoting what it calls global development. It's an ingenious system, a kind of socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. The rich get richer on running up debt, cheap labor, and paying as little tax as possible, while the poor get poorer as their jobs and public services are cut back in order to pay just the interest on debt owed by their governments to the World Bank. Here in Indonesia, where most people are poor, the handouts to the rich have been extraordinary, to say the least. Internal documents of the World Bank confirm that up to a third of the bank's loans to the dictatorship of General Suharto went into the pockets of his cronies and corrupt officials. That's around $8 billion.
The bank presents itself as an economic development agency focused on the reduction of poverty. But in fact, the bank operated during the entire Cold War as an institution that distributed resources to mostly authoritarian regimes in the Third World that supported the West in the Cold War. So you had the irony of the West claiming that what they were defending in the Cold War was democracy and a certain vision of freedom, but doing so by upholding dictatorships like Indonesia around the world. What they did was, they had plenty of projects, some of which surely were valuable, many of which were not. Every one of these projects, from the Indonesian government officials' point of view, was an opportunity to skim, to live a luxurious life, and the accumulated theft over the course of Suharto's new order, roughly three decades, was $10 billion that's unaccounted for, out of a total of about $30 billion that was loaned. And when I said to the Auditor General of the World Bank, what if a group of Indonesian citizens or even the government were to challenge the World Bank in the World Court over this loss of money? The citizens who bear the burden of this debt never got the money. Why should it still sit on their shoulders to be repaid? And his response was, we would be bankrupted. And I said, why? And he said, because this has gone on the world over.
So globalization creates debts, and debts creates misery, creates unemployment, creates the crisis, creates privatization, a lot of state enterprise being privatized, so people will have to pay more to have an access for instance, like health, education. So it's not natural. Debts is not natural. It's designed.
So in effect, the money stolen by the Suharto family is being repaid.
Yeah.
By
us, by the children.